This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I, disclaimer here, I love cats, I love dogs, I love pets, I love fishies, I love animals, but I got a lot of cats. And the only reason why I have a lot of cats is once you adopt one, and then somebody else says, look, we have another cat, and we need somebody to adopt this cat, and you adopt that cat. Then somebody says, look, we have a cat that needs adoption, you know, and I got potty boxes. Once you have the potty boxes and you got that down, it's great. And the cats hang out with each other. So, you know, they have some friends. So, we had four, and then our friends needed us to adopt, one of their cats, and we did. And that cat was kind of older. And that cat, years later, eventually, you know, went to the farm. So now we have four cats. Again, Shaky Boo has not gone to the farm. He's still around. He turns 16. August 14th. So we're really excited about Shaky Boo. We didn't do his quinceanera. He wanted one because he says he's non-binary, and he said he wanted a quinceanera. Because we call him Sacudito. It was Shake and Bake, and Bake left us, and so now we only have Shake, but we call him Sacudito. And he wanted a quinceanera, then he didn't. So now we'll do a Sweet 16. God willing, he lives that long. But news has broken that cats are considered an invasive alien species. Whew. All right, now, for those of us who are cat owners, some of us are like, meow. You know, like, oh, hell no. I agree. I agree 1,000% that cats are invasive. If you saw the animals, right, that my cats bring in to the house, you just wonder why they're considered Felix domesticus, which, by the way, now they call it Felix catus. They're not called Felix or Felix domesticus. They're called Felix catus. So cats are pretty invasive. So I wrote a little piece on this. I also put the pictures of my cats. One cat covered her eyes, but the other one is like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we invade. According to the AP News, the Polish Academy of Sciences suggests that domestic cats like Felis domesticus and Felis catus, or catus, hunt and kill so many birds and mammals that they are causing a harmful impact of shrinking biodiversity. Researchers, including biologist Wojciech Solars, states he has nothing against kitty cats, but these felines are invasive alien species number 1,787. And I put pictures up of my cats, and some of you guys are like, that's kind of interesting. Now, my cats, they look innocent as anything, but they go outside, and they decide to bring back to mommy a lizard, or a locust, or a little snake, or a bird. They'll bring birds in. Birds bigger than their size. There was a bunny rabbit. It was a very weird sound. It was in the middle of the night, and I heard this, blah, it was like an, and it was kind of loud, and it was vibratoed. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I go, I bet there's another animal in our house. So we look, and there's a little bunny rabbit. The little bunny rabbit's on the stairs, and the cats are all around it, and the dog's all like, ooh, you know, let me get in on this. And they weren't going to kill it. They just want it, and they want to have a party. And they want to bring these other animals in. They bring these animals. They don't kill them. But the animals now are in the house. I'm like, what the hell is this? So we get the bunny. We actually take the bunny to the vet. But the vet said the cats did not hurt the bunny. Bunny's good. All that. Whew. But what the hell is going on? So, cats will prey upon birds, lizards, rabbits, moles, mice, rats. My cats want to play with it. So we have lizards that scamper around the house now just because the cats want to play with it. And we once had a rat in the house. We don't know how the hell it got in the house. Maybe one that brought it in. And so we told the cat to just sit, do something. We have four of you. At the time, we had five of you. And they were like, huh? No, I'm off the clock. Flying around. They're lazy. And I'm like, invasive. Don't you guys have a job to do? Get the rat. We don't want bubonic plague. And they're like, nah, I'll pass on that one. All right, well, then I'll pass on giving you your tuna fish treat. Now, animals such as cats have been given a bad rap for years, but they've also been accused of wanting to kill us as owners. So I don't know if you guys remember, back in 2015, there was a study where they said if a cat was bigger, they would kill humans in a heartbeat. They don't like us humans. Now, you know, I sing to my cats, right? They don't really have a lot of facial expressions. See, dogs, they'll wag their tail. They'll wag their tail, they'll look all happy. But cats, they just give you the same look. So I'll sing to them, and I'm like, maybe they like it. Meanwhile, they're probably thinking to themselves, this chick is toast. So a study from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland suggested cats would prey upon humans if they were bigger. So are they invasive? Are they alien? By the way, what invasive alien species means is you have a species that is not native to that area, and they invade and kill off what is native. So if my cat is not supposed to be in the desert, and then it kills off all these desert animals, then it is invasive, it's alien. So, I love having pets. I'm not going to ever give up my pets. You know, when they go to the farm, they go to the farm. You know, if it happens, it happens. But, you know, I hope they live with me as long as they can, because I love them so much. But I have to admit that they are invasive, but this is where I stand. If there's been studies saying that they will prey upon humans if they get big enough to, because they can't stand our singing or whatever, I'd rather they prey upon the moles and the rat, you know, let them prey on something. All right? You know, well, okay. Like, for example, like, look what happened with COVID. We all locked down. COVID then got even more powerful, knocked out flu, knocked out all these other viruses, and it just kind of fed on itself. I don't want the cats to be like COVID, where it just keeps mutating to getting stronger and stronger because it's unchecked or it has nothing to do. Let them go after the lizards and the bugs as long as they leave me alone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This person does not want to be on air, but says he does have one spot in his genital area. He is heterosexual, has been married for years. Could that be monkeypox, but it's only one spot? Well, it's always kind of hard to diagnose over the phone, but a single isolated lesion in the genital area could be pimple, ingrown hair. A lot of people shave in that area. So, it you know, they could just be, could be scratch, could be a bug bite. Could be, you know, so there, it doesn't necessarily have to mean, but a monkeypox rash will also come with other symptoms, fatigue, maybe malaise, feeling crappy, fever, swollen lymph glands. See if you have swollen lymph glands in the area. The monkeypox lesions are supposed to look kind of round, a little blistery, pus-filled, fluid-filled. Sometimes they could look like ulcerations. Sometimes they could pop and just look like scabs. But get it checked out. Anytime you have a spot near the genital area, anytime you got a spot then you don't know what the hell it is, you should get it checked out. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's monkeypox. Just, you know, avoid intercourse until somebody can take a look at the area just in case it's another type of STD. Because there's also other, you know, issues that can, you know, pop up. I'm not saying you have an STD, but whenever there is a genital lesion, we like to look at it. It could also be herpes that dried up and scabbed. So, you know, could be shingles. And, again, I usually think it's non-STD first because, you know, the genital skin has just as much potential to get things like non-genital skin. But, yeah, they sometimes will check you for STD. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. So we have the COVID vaccine that has now been approved in young children, but a new survey published by the Kaiser Family Foundation indicates that 43% of parents of children under 5 will not get them vaccinated against COVID-19. This is thus far the highest percentage that the Kaiser Family Foundation has now seen since they've asked the question. So children as young as 6 months old have been able to get the COVID vaccine since mid-June. But according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, only 17% of parents of children between that age group, 6 months and 5 years old, say their child has been vaccinated or will be as soon as possible. So only 17% are excited about it. 27% said they will wait and see how well the shots work in other kids. 13% say they will vaccinate their child only if forced to do so by school or child care. According to CNN, although the percentage of patients unwilling to vaccinate children in this age group is high, it is not much lower than other groups. According to the survey, 37% of parents of a child 5 to 11 and 28% of parents of a child 12 to 17 said they wouldn't get vaccinated against COVID-19. So parents' responses vary significantly when broken down by partisanship, vaccination status. 21% of Democrat-leaning parents said they would not vaccinate their young child. But that's compared to 64% of Republican-leaning parents. The survey found 27% of vaccinated parents said they would not vaccinate their child compared to 64% of unvaccinated parents. So why? Why are parents hesitating? Well, it's the side effects. Right? The report's authors say concerns over the safety of the vaccines and potential side effects are widespread among parents of unvaccinated children aged 6 months through 4 years old. More than 8 in 10 parents of unvaccinated young children said they were worried about serious side effects and unknown long-term effects. Majorities of vaccinated parents of unvaccinated children also had those concerns. Even though the vaccinated parents did well, they're still very concerned about how it would affect the child. They say more than 4 in 10 black parents expressed concern over taking time off work for vaccination. 45% of Hispanic parents said they were concerned about getting their child vaccinated from a trusted provider. So they say nearly 40% of parents of unvaccinated children said they do not have enough information on where to find the vaccine. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that infants and young children see a physician at 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15, 18, 24, 30 months, 3 years, and 4 years old for their regular vaccine as well as their But when it comes to COVID vaccines, there's 3 for the infant. I think it's 1, and then 3 weeks later, the second, and then a few months later, the third. With the Moderna, it's just the 2 4 weeks apart. So, parents, I get it. I totally get it. As a mom, I get it. When you hear a parent hesitant on a vaccine, sometimes the media will say, oh, yeah, well, they're right-leaning, or, you know, they're wacky, or they're, what about, you know, a parent that has concern about injecting their child with something is a very logical response. A parent doesn't want something injected into their child without doing the research first. A parent who loves their child might want to wait. Others might say, you know what, I've seen COVID. I don't like what I've seen COVID do to kids. My kid's getting protected. Here we go. But other parents, doesn't mean they love their child any less. It's just they want to do the research because a parent does not want to make a decision that could adversely affect that child. I mean, I felt guilty. You know, when my boys were getting it, I was like, please, God, don't let anything happen. I didn't care about me. I got the vaccine. I didn't care about having, but I was like, please, God, don't let anything happen to them. Now, you know, we should have that attitude with COVID. Please, God, you know, don't let our kids get COVID. But we've seen COVID be mild. We've seen, you know, kids come out of it pretty good. You know, maybe have some kids, you know, a lot of kids come out of it pretty good. Maybe they get some natural immunity with it. That COVID doesn't seem to be as scary, but it can kill. It can cause lifelong issues. But I think the real reason why we're seeing hesitancy with these parents is because the what was the big sell on the vaccine, the big sell was if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. Even Biden said that. And I told you guys, and I know people are like, oh, misinformation. I'm like, look, you could still get COVID even if you get vaccinated. You could still get it and spread it. Maybe not as much as an unvaccinated, but there, you know, studies are showing you have the same viral load as even an unvaccinated. So once we realized that you could get it anyway, now that started to make that vaccine less marketable. Because I even told you guys, I was like, hey, look, if there is any possibility out there that you could completely keep this virus out of your body, because I don't trust China, and I don't trust whatever the hell happened, if you could make sure this virus never gets into your body, that's going to be a pretty good thing. But we figured out that there was no way to do that. The masks didn't prevent it. People who wore masks still got sick. The vaccines didn't prevent it. So I've been vaccinated, and I still got COVID. So with parents, I was originally last year saying, look, you know, if it does get approved, I think it's better to take the risk of the vaccine than the risk of the virus, because we just don't want this virus in your child long term. Well, now that we know the vaccinated people can get it, a parent's like, so my child's going to get it anyway. My child's going to get COVID anyway. So why would I go through the risk of getting the vaccine? Well, as doctors are telling people to take the risk of the vaccine because that COVID in and of itself could be very risky. The 1 in a million chance you could have a side effect to the vaccine, there's that 1 in a million chance you could have an adverse event with COVID. But again, once parents saw that the kids are going to get COVID anyway, they got COVID anyway, they had more hesitancy about the vaccine. I think a lot of parents will eventually, if it is a yearly vaccine like flu shot, do it. My kids get the flu shot. Every year I make them go. If they don't go by themselves, I take them. Like, all right, we're getting the flu shot. Oh, man, do we have to again? Yep. And they're okay with it. You know, they support vaccines. But if they don't have to get any more injections into them, they don't want to. So I am not surprised that parents are hesitant. I completely understand. I completely understand. You know, and we need more data. And it's, you know, when you look at the CDC website, it does show that side effects are rare, but they're there. And us parents cannot live with ourselves if our child is the one in 15,600 that reports of death. Or the, you know, cases of myocarditis or pericarditis. So we're mixed. 1-877-DR-FALLON. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is resuming a more normal schedule after recovering from a mild case of COVID. This after Biden tested negative for COVID once Tuesday night and once early Wednesday morning. The CDC report said in 2021, the total rate of drug overdose deaths rose by around 15% from the previous year. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says he's concerned about drug smuggling.
The far left throws our borders open for ideological reasons, and it's the most vulnerable communities that end up paying the deadly price.
The Fed Reserve is set to raise interest rates again. The central bank wraps up its two-day meeting Wednesday, and there's very little doubt of an increase, as the debate is how much it'll be. The Fed's tightening is designed to tamp down inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Mega Millions jackpot is now over $1.02 billion. Wow. I can't get lottery tickets because I'm in Vegas. Apparently we can't do the lottery here. You have to go to California. California is about 40 miles away. So people go over the border to get lotto tickets. It's crazy. But I have never won the lottery, so I don't usually play. But it would be nice. The Mega Millions jackpot skyrocketed to $1.02 billion because nobody matched all 6 winning numbers yesterday. The winning numbers were 7, 29, 60, 63, 66, with Mega Ball 15. Lottery officials confirmed that the prize pot would roll over, making this now the nation's third largest lottery prize in its 20-year history. It has now rolled over for over 29 consecutive drawings. The next possible chance to win in Friday's draw will be at 11 p.m. If nobody claims the Mega Millions jackpot required limit, which varies state by state, each state gets the money it contributed to the jackpot back. The $1.02 billion prize is for winners who choose the annuity option, paid annually over 30 years. Most winners, however, opt for the cash option. Cash option, which for the next drawing is an estimated $602.5 million. See, I'm mixed about getting the money all at once. I don't know, because I know a lot of people don't think they're going to live for 30 years, and I get that, but it just, I feel like people blow their lottery winnings. And if you spread that out, that's a lot of money. But I would probably, because of investments and things like that, I'd probably take it all at once, invest, give family money, do some charity work, and then put the remaining $10-15 in a bank. You know, so I get it. I get that. But, you know, I don't think that the annuity option is that bad, especially if you're younger and you can, in, you know, God forbid you leave this earth, have that money going to family members. You know, I mean, because to me, I'm thinking about my boys, and I'm thinking later if they have kids, I want to know that they're going to be fine the next few decades. So I don't know if I would take it all, especially since going into, you know, you don't know what the hell the economy is going to be like. It's interesting. It's interesting. So there was a winning ticket. There were eight people that won $1 million each because they matched the first five numbers. So you got to get all six. So they matched the first five numbers. So they each got a mil. Another winning ticket was sold in Ohio. They got $3 million because it included an optional megaplier purchased for $1 extra. So I guess you get an extra boost if you pay that extra dollar. The Powerball jackpot is at $145 million, cash option of $85.7 million. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are 1 in 302.6 million. Odds of winning the Powerball, 292.2 million. So you see, the Mega Millions has better, or has, I think, a bigger bang for your buck, even though there are better odds for Powerball. The $1 billion jackpot, or a $1 billion jackpot, was won by a group of four players in Michigan on January 22, 2021. The largest ever Mega Millions jackpot, according to Daily Mail, was $1.537 billion. That was won on October 23, 2018, a very lucky South Carolina winner. Michigan State Lottery Player Relations Manager Jake Harris recommends lucky jackpot winners to take your time collecting the prize. He also advises potentially contacting a lawyer or financial advisor to make sure your ducks in a row. Mega Millions is played in 45 states, as well as D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So, the jackpots, we do know who some of the winners are. It's a shame. They're publicized. They have the names and everything, but I'll leave the names out. But a nice couple in 2016 from California won $1.586 billion. They had to split it with the Nickel 95 Trust from Florida, and another couple from Tennessee. Another billion-dollar winner in October 2018. Mega Millions, Mega Millions. The first one was Powerball. Some of these are from different states. You have California, you got Tennessee, you got South Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Massachusetts. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't know. It's just not something that I do. I live in Vegas, so I'm not a big gambler. I mean, I play bingo. And I, you know, you could go months without winning. And then you could go, and I don't necessarily play a lot. It's just I've been meeting my mom, and sometimes I take a friend and my friend's mother to go play. And, you know, because you sit there, you don't spend a lot of money, you get some drinks, you kick back, and you can play bingo, and you can win. But I take my son, the one who's over 21, 3 weeks in a row, he wins. I don't get it. But, you know, when they do bingo, by the way, it's not just five in a row. They have little shapes and things. So you have coveralls, they have the shape of a C, they have a shape of like a kite or a sperm, I'm not sure, whatever. Then rather than the six boxes, the nine boxes. So there's all these different ways that they do it. So you don't just necessarily have to play the boring bingo. And then the hour goes by pretty fast and there's multiple games. So you have multiple ways to win. So you could buy like a a set for $5. So $5 for an hour of playing bingo, it's not a bad deal. Or you could spend about $25 and get a bunch of cards, and they have like this little electronic little TV set that will keep an eye on everything for you. So, you know, when I go with my mom, she talks, and we miss the numbers, and I'm like, what did they say? And I'm trying to blot the numbers. It makes no sense. So what's nice about the computers is we just let the computers go. This way she's talking and talking and yapping and talking, so if I miss the numbers, which you will, you don't necessarily miss losing because the computer is doing it for you. And then all of a sudden, number hits. What was really cool, though, is my son almost won because he just needed B15 on two of his cards. He could have had, like, double bingo. That could have been really, really cool. So, Godspeed. Good luck for you guys. If you guys do, you know, win this. So, President Biden, back at work. He feeling great. He was feeling so good that when he spoke to reporters today, he said, here's the bottom line. When my predecessor got COVID, he had to be helicoptered to Walter Reed Medical Center. He was severely ill. Thankfully, he recovered. I got COVID. I worked upstairs at the White House for a five-day period. The difference is vaccinations, of course. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily compare and contrast you and Trump. You know, again, his team needs to do a little better job because this is a different strain. Things are milder. I get he was trying to say that vaccinations made a world of difference, you know, and you know, I do feel we are better protected and better equipped to handle it. But, you know, Trump still did work, even at Walter Reed. He even showed that he was still working. He, you know, and then people criticized him for, you know, trying to be out there and all that. But, you know, the COVID of 2020 was very scary. And it's not as scary now, but it's still scary. But it was a different beast. And so I am grateful that Biden is doing better, that he had minimal symptoms after four vaccines and Paxlovid. But I would really choose, you know, the words carefully in terms of, you know, comparing you to, you know, it's like, oh man, you know, look at me, you know, because it is, it's a different beast right now. Also, we have been exposed to this virus since the fall of 2019. For those of us that are still around, God willing, all right, we have some immunity. You know, it's funny, they say, oh, there's some people that have never gotten COVID. Well, they've been exposed. There's no way they haven't been. Unless you've been living in your basement for 3 years, there is no way you have not been exposed to COVID. There's just no way. So, you know, I think we have combined vaccine natural immunity because I've seen unvaccinated individuals go through the same five-day process, you know, without a trip. 1-877-DOT-SOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the questions I got about a couple months ago was, how can somebody sue an app or a social media platform for what happens to their child? And I didn't really discuss it on air. We just discussed there were some, there were some congressional hearings concerned about Instagram and what the social media site, the effect it had on children. Well, apparently there are two families suing Meta. Meta was previously known as Facebook, who does own Instagram. But two families are suing them for exposing their daughters to harmful images that drove them to anorexia. So this is interesting. They say Instagram had affected two once happy preteen girls. They became obsessed with what they saw on the social media site, dieted, and even tried to kill themselves. Kentucky mothers Candace West, it's spelled a little differently, and Jennifer Martin are suing Instagram's parent company Meta in separate lawsuits. They were filed Monday. They claim the app targeted their daughters and millions of other vulnerable girls with calorie-restrictive recipes, photos of skeletal models, and a fatal algorithm which pushed both to the top of the girls' feet. In West's daughter's case, she tried to take her own life after writing in letters about the crippling societal pressure to be thin and beautiful. Alex, Jennifer's daughter, also tried to kill herself. She relapsed several times. They say the family's complaints are not the first of their kind, but they compound the widely held belief that Instagram is detrimental to young people at the most crucial stage of their adolescence. Since June, 12 lawsuits have been filed against Meta, alleging similar harm. All right, so I got an opinion on this. All right, so in terms of lawsuit, there does have to be intent, damages. They say there was a bombshell reveal of internal papers that revealed that Meta, who owns Instagram, knew about the harm it was causing young people, but failed to adjust its algorithm. So with that case, they can technically sue. But I'm wondering about then, you could almost sue for anything. So if I'm on the social media site, and I feel bad for these girls, and I feel bad for these parents, but I go on these social media sites, and I see a lot of skinny people, and I see the same recipes. And I'm like, well, I want to be like that. I want to look like the way my friends do. You know, they're able to play around with the profile picture. There's these apps they could do, and they could, you know, does that mean I could sue Facebook? Now, somebody could say, well, I'm an adult, so I should know better. But a teenager should not be manipulated online. I agree. I agree entirely. Teenagers should not be manipulated online. And I don't know what the age range is for Instagram. I know with Facebook you have to be a certain age. I think you have to be at least a teenager. So there are age groups. Let me see if I could find that because I want to be exact. Age. I thought it was like 12 or 13. Okay, so 13. So you have to be at least 13 years old. So if somebody is under 13, then they're on that site who shouldn't be. Just like porn. If your kid is looking at porn, and they decide to walk up to somebody and say what they saw in the porn video, and then that person gets all upset and, you know, Title IX and all that, then does the porn site get sued? That kid wasn't supposed to be on porn. What if it is? What if it is somebody who's over 18, sees something on a porn site, then decides to go and use that same language and then lose a job and get in trouble? Can they sue? So I'm a little confused at where this goes. And I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just wondering, if kids are not supposed to be on Instagram, then don't allow your kid to be on Instagram. If you don't want your kids to see Salvador Ramos's pictures, and he put some gory stuff from video games, from what we heard, if you don't want them to interact with their ex on the DMs, the direct messaging, if you don't, well then you as a parent need to get involved. But to expect a social media platform to be able to stop anything that means no picture of anybody in a bikini or anybody looking thin in their Gap clothes. We don't have Miller's Outpost anymore, so we have Gap. that, you know, or Old Navy, I mean, then are those going to be also considered, you know, at fault? So I watch Ozarks, and I'm actually watching the show called Dirty John, and one of the girls that played Ruth in Ozark, and she's in it, I forget her name, fantastic actress, is very slim. Juno Temple is very slim, and she's in it. So if I'm looking at this and I'm young, I'm like, well, I got to be that skinny. So what, do you sue Netflix? Does your child, if your child feels manipulated by what they see on Netflix, can they sue Netflix? So I'm not sure what the precedence is set is going to be, because if a social media site is responsible for any single thing that you see, then that somebody sees, then they have to essentially close down. I mean, you know, how many times do I see pictures drinking margaritas? I'm like, oh, you know, that looks good. It's hot. You know, it's I'm going to go have a margarita. I go and have a margarita, and let's say I, you know, it interacts with a medication, like a Tylenol I take or something like that. And I have do I get to sue because I saw a picture of somebody holding a margarita? So the problem is anything could be offensive. Anything could trigger something else. And so, what do you, you know, I don't know. Now, you know, I understand completely. The parents feel that every time their kids went on Facebook, with the algorithm, something popped up. Me and my son were talking about Disneyland. Pops up. Then my son was talking about how he and his girlfriend might go to Disney World next December, or in December, and boop, Disney World pops up. So we know that our phones listen to us. We know that the algorithms, they look at what we look up, and then all of a sudden the ads will pop up. We know that we're manipulated by ads all the time. And so, you know, do you change the algorithm? So that would be the basis of the lawsuit. That Instagram or Meta knew that young girls were seeing young pretty girls in bathing suits and being traumatized by the fact that they don't look like that. Well, what do you do if your friends post their summer bathing suit pictures? My friends who are able to wear a bikini are posting pictures of themselves in their bikinis. Now, it doesn't come up on my algorithm because I don't follow them, because I don't want to be reminded. But, you know, so I maybe it's because there's no opt-out. You can't opt out of another account. I thought you can. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.